Yeah, it's a wonderful blend of not being stressed out because you don't have to reply in your target language.
Yeah.
But having a totally normal conversation, real life conversation at the same time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to ask you about Korean. Like, I think you mentioned something that's really important. You said that you can understand series right now, dramas, right? But you don't speak Korean.
Yeah, well, I haven't really tried. I do crosstalk in Korean. So I have a couple of friends or like acquaintances who understand really good English and understand English really well. And so they'll just speak in Korean and I'll speak in English and we can just have conversations. That's probably some of the most fun I've had in the language. Just because it feels, I don't know, I felt like an action hero, just being able to have this conversation in a foreign language where
right.
It wasn't stressful at all for either of us.
Yeah.
Because
it's, and it's a real conversation.
It's a real conversation about a promotion that one of us had at work or problems that we're having with a manager I don't know. Just, you know, life.
Yeah, it's a wonderful blend of not being stressed out because you don't have to reply in your target language.
Yeah.
But having a totally normal conversation, real life conversation at the same time. I think the reason why it's not so popular yet is, again, because we think if we're not speaking, we're not learning the language.
Yeah. Like, and I don't care because I have nothing to prove.
Yeah. Well, that's important too.
Yeah.
But the thing is, again, because of the traditional grammar approach, it's not your fault if you're listening to this. Mm. You probably think you need to speak in order to learn the language. If you're not speaking, you're not learning the language. So when I tell people about crosstalk, like, but you're not speaking the language.
Yeah.
But you're listening to it for the whole time.
Yeah.
And that's what you need in order to learn a language, right?
Yeah.
And to that you add the fact that, as you mentioned, you're not going to be stressed because when the other person is speaking, you perfectly understand what they're saying, but because you don't have to reply in your target language when you're clearly not ready for it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Even if you are, that's totally fine. But most times you're not ready for it yet. You're not stressed. You're not trying to build a sentence in your mind while the other person is speaking.
Right.
Surprisingly enough, you understand more of what they're saying.
Yeah.
It's like the whole package. Right? Yeah. I've done it with, I think, all the languages that I speak.
I love it. Yeah. And it's not that I understand everything, but when there is something I don't understand, I can pinpoint it very easily. And then they can talk around it or explain it in my target language.
Yep, yep.
So if there was often, actually, I had this one guy I was talking to a lot for a while, and he would say something and like the only thing I wouldn't understand would turn out to be like Google Docs, but pronounced in Korean. And I had just never made the connection, or Safari, like the Safari browser like that. That was really fun. But then another person I was talking to often, it would be like words that were just, I hadn't come across them in comprehensible situations before. And it was really easy for him to then explain what it was without translation.
Right. Yeah. If you're doing it online, just Google images, boom.
Oh, yeah.
That's
it. At this point, we didn't even have to do that. It was like, oh, no, it's the, you know, it's the office where the president works or whatever, you know. It's like, oh, government.
Yeah, good. That's still, that person's still using his or her native language to explain it. So you can always find a way around it in your own native language, right? You have the tools to do that. Thanks for watching. And if you want to enjoy the full interview with Katrina, in which we talked about different tips, ideas, resources, and keys for language acquisition, and in which she explained how she learned Korean with no study at all, you can find it here. And also, you can subscribe to the channel right here. I really appreciate it, and it helps me a lot. So thank you so much, and I'll see you in the next one. Bye-bye.